The scenario is eerily similar to the Paris attack. Terrorists storm a building in London, guns blazing. You see police enter, move past the injured and the dead in pursuit of the threat. Part of a training exercise meant to get London's police ready for a potential terrorist strike. But it also illustrates a shift in policy following shooting attacks in India and in France.
One of the things in terms of our learning from Paris is to confirm to us that the training that we've been doing post-Mumbai 2008 is the right way to go forward.
In years past, British officers tried to negotiate. But police say recent terrorist attacks show there is little room for negotiation.
What specifically did you see in Mumbai, in Paris, that would spark or cause that shift in policy?
Well, I think we saw that the terrorists were willing to kill people and to do it quickly.
Police say they will adjust the approach based on the situation, so it is possible they could choose to negotiate. They also acknowledge that the tactic of going forward means that initially the injured will be left behind. Police have been practicing to move forward since 2008, when gunmen stormed a series of locations, including a hotel, a train station, and a Jewish center in Mumbai, India. Police say they now want the public to know about the tactic, part of a campaign to assuage people's fears post-Paris. That includes more armed officers and vehicles out on the streets. Typically, officers in the United Kingdom are unarmed.
The threat level has remained the same in the capital city as it is elsewhere in the country. It's about reassurance, and it's also we realise that Paris isn't very far from London.
And people are afraid that what played out in Paris could happen here. London's police want the public to know they are ready and moving forward.